episode 217. You know, Keek, I was thinking about this morning as I was doing my daily ablutions.
Ablution? What's an ablution?
It's your like your daily...
You mean absolution. Affirmation?
No, absolutions. Wait, now I got to look. It's one of my big words. And I get ablution and absolutions confused.
I don't think ablution is a word.
Maybe. Let's see.
But I mean, I like it if you're doing some sort of like shorthand. My ablution. I'm going to do an ablution.
Ablution, fucker. The act of washing oneself.
And it's ablution. A-B-O-L-U.
Ablution. Maybe it's my Midwestern accent. A-B-L-U. Ablution.
Ablution. Okay, ablution. That's a new... You learn something new every day. I've never heard that word. Okay, so you're doing your daily ablution.
Yeah. And let's see, because there's... Not to be confused with...
Absolution.
Absolution.
Or affirmation, which is what I thought you were saying.
Right? I'm not absolution, formally releasing myself from guilt, obligation, or punishment. I'm doing my ablutions.
Listen.
How about that for Big Word Friday?
Big Word Friday.
Yeah. That one, okay. That would have gotten me a triple word score on Scrabble for sure.
Yep. Okay.
Anyway, so I was doing my daily things. And I'm like, 217 episodes?
Mm.
I was impressed at 200, but I mean like, that's a long time. And as I was mentioning to Keek, 10 years, this year is 10 years. So
listen, we're not quitters. We're not quitters. We might not have anybody listening, but we are not quitters.
For sure. In our ever extending promise to do something we'll never do, we actually are going to try to do a 10 year extravaganza and maybe bring in some folks that have been on the show over the last 10 years.
Wouldn't well, you know, if we bring in all the folks that have been on the show, there won't be anyone to listen to the show.
Good point. I would like to call in Superfan Dan.
Our 5.5 listeners.
I'd like to bring Superfan Dan on before the 10 year. And then we might have to get some shout outs from people wishing us well. And it might, like you said, it might be the 8 people. All right. I got to think this through because we may be shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean,
we got to really
blow through everybody that listens to this show.
That's right. Let me, we'll get back to, we're going to unpack this a little bit and then we'll get back to you.
You know, I'm so in love with our German listeners. And so I'm going to impress upon them to think about sending us something. But that's
none of them ever weigh in. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? None of them ever weigh in.
You know what that means? Do you speak German? And you?
Yeah. And yeah. I don't. Nein.
Oh my God. You're such an asshole.
Nein.
Okay.
I do not.
So. Speaking of assholes, I've got some stories today. I think our little show here today.
I had to put some Aquaphor on mine this morning. Anyway, go ahead.
On your anus?
On my anus.
Oh, poor thing.
You got a string of asshole stories?
Well, in some fashion or another, perhaps. But here's all I can say is, if you come to my house and you don't think it's very tidy, I promise that I will never do this to you or anyone else.
Okay.
Nebraska woman allegedly stabbed guests who said her house was dirty.
She stabbed her guests who said her house was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
A Nebraska woman's feathers were ruffled after her friend commented on her home's untidiness, leading the irate homeowner to allegedly stab her friends as her two children watched in horror. Now, how do they know if the children were watching in horror or not?
Maybe the cops interviewed them and they said, "We watched in horror as our mother did this." But also, like, what'd she stab them with?
Okay, well, according to an incident report...
I'm going to guess. Hang on. A butter knife.
You know, I'm not really sure they get that descriptive in it.
They should. That's the first thing I'm curious about. So they're just sitting around the living room. They're talking. They're giving... her friends are like, "Man, your place is a pigsty." And they're giving her shit for it being busy. And she grabs whatever. I doubt that she like went into the kitchen, rifled through to find a sharp butcher knife. she would probably, if it's in the heat of passion, is what I'm guessing her attorney is saying, would have just grabbed something nearby and been like, you know what? Fuck you, Stuart. I've been to your house. And she just grabs like
the machete.
And she grabs whatever's closest to her, which could have been like maybe the pencil that she was doing her New York Times crossword puzzle with, or the fork that she was eating her Swanson's frozen dinner.
Well, here's a couple things I've got to comment on already, commentary. So this was an incident that happened, and this didn't happen too long ago, but it was a Sunday night after midnight that police responded to this 911 call. Okay, hold on a second. What the fuck were her children doing up after midnight?
Now you're going to be mom shame? You're going to throw mom shade?
No, I'll just stick to the
night. You
don't
even know how old her parents were.
Her kids.
I mean, her kids.
What do I care about her parents?
I know. You don't even know how old her kids were. You're assuming they're like 3 and 4. Maybe they're like 14 and 15.
Oh, you think so? Maybe not, because when they arrived, the police, two witnesses said that 24-year-old Tatiana Iniguez, so I'm not thinking her kids are 14 and 15, Keek.
Again, judgy. Maybe they're 10.
Unless she started her period at like 10, which is possible.
24. Okay. All right. So
the women said that they commented on the home's cleanliness since there were 4 young children present.
Judgy bitches.
So, I'm kind of baffled by you right now because you are the most judgiest person I know. And
oh, I said bitches. We're both judging.
Absolutely. I'm taking my I don't judge glasses off and going full on judging on this.
Is it bad of me that I automatically assumed that they're in a trailer?
I don't know. Let me get there.
Okay.
And that I just, is it rude of me to think that at 24, she owns the home? But okay, just going there. I think that's a little loosely defined. The homeowner had 2 children and one of the women had 2 children. What the fuck were these women doing with their small children out?
Drinking.
After midnight clearly. On a Sunday.
Clearly they were drinking.
During the interaction, Iniguez attacked one of the women and choked her. The other woman stepped in and intervened, and police said that Iniguez began punching her in the head. These are good friends.
Yeah, they're
these
really good
are
friends.
Really
I'm still waiting for the stabbing to start. Go ahead.
After one of the victims managed to separate Iniguez and the other victim, the 24-year-old woman allegedly grabbed a knife and began attacking her while threatening to kill her.
Well, okay, so there's a knife. See, they did get specific.
I think there's some self-esteem issues here. That you're going to grab a knife after someone says your house is dirty, you're really easily set
off. I mean, listen, how did she say it? It depends on how she said it.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing for me to be like, oh, Kirk, like what you got going on over there? I'm a little worried about you. You time to do some cleaning? Or if she's like, shit, girl, your place is a pigsty. How do you have your kids in here?
Oh my God. Shot of tequila. This place is a fucking pigsty. How do you even eat food in here? It is so gross. I would never let my worst enemy. Oh, stab.
And she's
me
like,
ouch.
Listen,
what was
bitch.
That?
No, there was choking first. Don't forget. Come on. Don't just jump to the stabbing.
I did. I jumped a couple steps.
There was an escalation.
A little bit. Okay. Back to the story. Police said that Iniguez managed to stab one of the victims below her eye.
Authorities got her in the face.
Yeah. Authorities observed a 1.5-inch laceration before the woman's right eye, as well as defensive wounds on her hands. In the incident report, an officer noted that Iniguez's home was unsanitary and contained an extreme amount of dog feces in the basement and dead mice. All right, so maybe the friend's got a point. Maybe it's not actually judging, but it's actually like legit. This is disgusting.
Oh, and not a trailer if there's a basement.
True. Good point there.
So
good catch. Good catch, Keek.
Where in the world are we? What state? Florida?
Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
Iniguez was arrested and charged with second degree assault. Why wouldn't that be attempted murder and possession of a deadly weapon while committing a felony? She's due back in court on March 14th.
Well, it's not murder because it was a fight. They were assaulting each other. She wasn't trying to like stab her in the heart. Obviously, if she just had I'm guessing it was a cut and not a stab. Under her eye. I don't know. Otherwise, they would have said the friend lost her eye in the fight. Okay. All right. So when I guess the takeaway here is when you're really good friends with someone, knowing where the line is.
Their temperament.
To cross or not to cross. And apparently telling somebody they live in a dog shit rat, dead rat infested shithole is too far. One step too far.
And if you know that, why would you go
one
there?
One defensive stab wound too far.
You had to have been to the house in the process of it getting to the dilapidation that it was. Mm. So would you maybe not go there on Sunday at midnight? I'm still really hung up on the time and the kids. It's bugging me. Mm.
I know you're going to need to let that part go.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I would be friends with someone who would, you know, jump the gun like that. Like,
well, there it is. There it is.
I think I kind of keep my lane with people that are level headed. I watched the housewives, two of the housewives. Just to see how fucked up people are, because I would never allow that in my daily life.
I can honestly say I have never seen it, and I will not. And I understand that it's a craze and people are fanatical about all of the housewives shows. No, I know you're not, but I'm just saying people are fanatical about all of the housewives shows, but I've never seen it because it's so obviously scripted.
Oh, they're horrible. And I'm like, I look at
and who cares about a bunch of rich women fighting? Oh. Half of them end up in jail anyway, apparently.
Yeah, well, there's a track record for that. It is good fodder for watching how insane people can be over the most stupidest things, and how grateful I am that my friends don't. I would never tolerate that. I cut bait on a few friends because they were crazy.
I don't do a lot of reality. I don't do reality shows, but I'm not judgy about it because the one thing that I cannot seem to let go of is Love is Blind.
See, that I watched the first,
a hilarious good time.
I watched the first two seasons and then I was like, that's a train wreck. But
it's a total train wreck, and that's why it's a rockin' good time. But I also do have to say that I vowed I would never watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever, because I don't understand on what planet people think that that's romantic. To have one person dating a guy or a girl dating like 18 other people at the same time who were living in a house together. Like, how is that romance? That's not romance. It's disgusting. But it's a brothel. But I did watch. For real. He walks in and goes, or she walks in and goes, I'll take him today. It's so gross.
Super creepy.
But I did watch The Golden Bachelor because that was fucking hilarious to watch people in their 60s and 70s dating.
Because
I think I talked to you about it before. Because
no,
it was,
we didn't. I don't think we did talk about it.
It was real. It wasn't like a bunch of hot people, you know, complaining about being hot and single. It was a bunch of real people. And the women were like, you know, sitting around the kitchen farting, talking about whose meatballs, like your meatballs gave me gas. No, it was Josine's guacamole. No, it was your fucking homemade meatballs. I'm farting up a storm over here. It was your fucking meatballs.
And I've got a date in 10 minutes.
Right.
Here, so my gas sucks.
The stuff that they did and that they talked about was so funny. And it was so much more. Yeah, there was a little bit of jealousy. And so that, you know, kind of got in a little bit farther in. But in the beginning, because older women have a different temperament about it. So in the beginning, it was like, oh, I love that dress. Oh, I know. Look at you. Your hair is amazing. It was just a lot of like complimenting, because that's what women as you get older do. They're just like super supportive of each other. And so, yeah, it was kind of hilarious. And hearing aids and the funniest thing about it was like listening to where they've been, where they talked about just like, I never really thought I'd find love again. So this is kind of amazing to just be dating. Or, you know, half of them were widows or widowers. He was a widower.
Yeah.
And like, a handful of them were as well. So they just talked about what it was like to be a widow or a widower. And then the rest of them, a lot of them were just like, you know, at that age, sometimes it's not that easy to date. So some of them were just like,
it's horrible dating.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of gave up on this part. So this, like, I never really thought I would feel like this again. So that part was really interesting.
Well,
it was interesting.
Yeah. Because as you know, and we have well documented on this show, dating sucks, assholes. Again, the theme of today's show is asshole.
Oh, yes. Okay. So back to the asshole.
Word of the week, assholes.
How did this story have to do with the asshole? She stabbed people who complained about her house.
She's being an asshole.
I see what you did there.
It could be figuratively or literally. Right.
Okay.
This show's about assholes.
Okay.
And it could be real or, you know, as in you are an asshole.
Perceived. Okay.
Perceived. Right. All right. Here we go. This was just on Wednesday. This story came out. Man suing Airbnb superhost for damages to his marriage after alleged extortion attempt. What?
Oh, Do tell.
A man is suing his Airbnb superhost for damages to his marriage after she allegedly attempted to extort her guest by sending his wife's pictures of him and another woman. The Daily Mail reviewed court papers. Well, let me start that.
Hang on. Let me guess. I like to guess. So,
I know.
He goes to an Airbnb. He spends money to go to an Airbnb, and the Airbnb host, how she would know whether or not it's his wife or not. I'm curious to know how that, unless he frequents the Airbnb often and has been there with his wife, but she must have a Ring camera, or she lives on the premises and she's a nosy fucking bitch, because that's none of your business. You took money for a service, shut your pie hole. So I would say, in my Judge Judy, the host is at fault here, because that is, yeah.
Well, there's a bit of, it's got some intrigue, because there's some revenge. There's revenge.
Ooh. So he had a previous relationship with the host because she also was on site, and then he moved on to somebody else. And then
You know what? I was choking, and I'm choking here, and you just keep going on.
Choking. I've been coughing for weeks with my respiratory thing.
Didn't you see me? I was red in the face. I was just choking.
Oh, a couple of coughs. You were choking. Okay, go.
I have to start breathing again.
Oh, yeah. Poor you.
Okay, here we go. Mississippi resident Sean McKay rented Pamela Fowler's Oklahoma retreat for himself and a group of friends in the fall of 2022. Mackey reported there'd be a total of 4 guests, including himself. The night Mackey arrived, he sent Fowler a total of 9 guests he was expecting for dinner. Not necessarily to stay there, but for dinner. Fowler responded a few minutes later, "We will be able to accommodate a max of 8 guests. This is due to city restrictions and the capacity at our home. I apologize. We had not discussed the guest count tripling." She asked McKay to add the additional guests to the reservation, noting that there was an additional charge even if they don't spend the night. That's kind of asshole-y.
A little bit.
You're having people for dinner. Now you got to pay for every guest that's coming to have dinner.
Listen, the business model behind rideshare and behind the, you know, VRBO Airbnb thing has changed. It's not quite cost effective for us anymore. But also when you do Airbnb and VRBOs, there's definitely limits of how many people you're allowed to have over. And a lot of times it's no parties. So one could say that a dinner party of 9 people is a party. It's a party.
Well,
so as much as she's being douchey, she's not 100% wrong, especially if the fine print of her listing said no parties.
Well, look at how the tides are changing, Keek. Almost an hour later, she emailed him again. In the meantime, she'd allegedly received complaints from the neighbors regarding noise and profanity
because he had a fucking party.
And profanity coming from McKay's party. The altercation eventually escalated so much that Fowler requested Mackey and his party leave the house. She says, "I'm very sorry, but you have violated the no party rule, disturbed my neighbors by cursing and yelling in the parking lot, and have unauthorized guests," Fowler said in a message to her guest. "I am asking you to leave now. I cannot allow you to stay. I'm sorry." However, Mackey maintains that none of this is true. He said he left the following morning per Fowler's request, but said there was no party, no cursing, and no uninvited guests. He says,
does she have a Ring camera? Because technically you're also not really allowed to have cameras. That was another thing with, like, early on in the Airbnb thing where people were like, you can't have, you know, they had security cameras or whatever. And they're like, you can't have security cameras on. It's really number
That's
one.
That's invading someone's privacy.
It's fucking creepy, but also you can't. It's like being in a hotel and going, oh, well, the cameras are for security. Yeah, you can't have cameras. So you're not allowed to have cameras inside.
So in his lawsuit, he says at the time he checked out of the property, Mackey, who had broken no rules and had spoken to the host, thought all issues had been resolved as simply a misunderstanding. Mackey promptly requested a refund of $502.46, presumably for the nights he booked but did not stay, and left a negative review of the property. This is when things took a much darker turn. Fowler, concerned that Mackey's review would jeopardize her superhost status, allegedly began harassing him. About a week after their ill-fated meeting, Fowler sent Mackey an image of him and another woman snapped from the house's doorbell camera.
Ring cam, I told you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so good.
In the attached message, Fowler refers to Mackey's wife by her first name. She says, "Hello, Sean. Hope you are well. Sorry it took so long to get the photos you requested together to show your stay at our home. But I had faith, was driven by integrity, so I committed to get these posted for you and Airbnb. Photo at 3:16 a.m. is especially notable. Should I forward the photos and videos to Teresa or will you?"
Wait, was she stalking him on social media? How did she know his wife's name or that he even had a wife and that woman in the picture wasn't his wife?
Doesn't say.
People go crazy.
Mm-hmm. So Airbnb deleted Mackey's review and threatened to terminate his account. They sent him a bill for $960, which...
Wait, Airbnb sided with the host and took his review down?
Yeah.
But his review is legit. That was his experience. He did not have a good experience with this crazy fucking super host.
Things are in disarray all the way around.
A mess.
This bill of $960 reportedly included an additional guest fine of $160, two separate $250 fines for breaking rules against local guests and excessive noise, and a $300 fee for moderation of your review. So it costs you $300 if they don't like your, if Airbnb doesn't like your review and they have to moderate it? What? Okay.
This is the thing. I don't really use Airbnb or Vrbo anymore because they're so expensive. They add so many fees.
Oh, I've heard the cleaning fees and the, you know, breathe in the house fee.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Walk on the sidewalk fee.
We were going to go to the beach up in Oregon with my little sister's family. And so we were like, well, it'll just be a weekend so we can do a nicer one. And the kids are younger. And so we'll like do one that if we're not leaving the house, we'll do one that's nicer house that has a really pretty view on the beach, whatever. So we're looking at ones because we were going to split it between two families that were like $400 a night, something like that, $400 or $500 a night, because it was only going to be like two nights.
Right.
So the $1,000 that we were going to split, my little sister who was looking at it was like, oh no, when I was checking out and doing everything, it's going to be like $3,500 or something like that, $4,000. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. There were so many fees. It was like $1,000. I shit you not. It was almost $1,000 in fees.
It's stupid. Okay. So Mackey claims that his marriage has suffered as a result of Fowler's harassment.
Really? His marriage has suffered as a result of her blackmail? Mm-hmm. and saying that she's going to send a picture of the girl he was fucking at 3 a.m.
If he was, we don't know. Maybe that was one of the guests and we don't know what he was doing. I mean, it could be that they were making out on the front porch, or it could just be that they had gone and had a smoke outside and they were walking back in the house and that's what the camera picked up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be one of his guests, the dinner guests.
Right. Sure.
It's not like she's some hooker he picked up in the bar. We don't know who she was, right? He also claims Airbnb did not defend him in the matter, apparently taking Fowler's side. For her part, Fowler denies sending Mackey the image or ever communicating with his wife. The plaintiff's marriage has suffered as a result, the lawsuit alleged.
He would have proof of that. He would have the picture and the message that you just read. He has the proof that she sent them to him. He didn't send them to himself.
I would think that's how he's going to be able to, you know, prove damages. Right. So his marriage has suffered. And before going on to detail Mackey's extreme emotional distress, public humiliation, and mental anguish, he is suing Fowler for economic damages and damages to his marriage, in addition to emotional damages related to Fowler's alleged violation of his privacy rights. So I don't know what she did with this information. I don't know if she Instagrammed it, put it, you know, like if she put it out there, wow.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You're not supposed to have cameras. I think there's rules about, yeah, you can have it probably, but I'm pretty sure there's rules about cameras when you're renting out your property.
Yeah, because I have two doorbell cameras, a driveway, and in the backyard. I would think that when I rent the house out, that I would have to turn those off. Because I would be invading.
Yeah,
privacy.
Supposed to. I think you're supposed to. It's been a while, like I said, since I've used it because they're assholes and they charge way too many fees. So I don't use Airbnb. It's what used to be like, hey, it'll be cheaper. This will be great. Right. Is now like capitalist greed at its finest, and it's cheaper to actually stay in a hotel
or stay in the hotel. Yeah, I mean,
it's cheaper just stay in a hotel these days. Airbnbs are stupid expensive.
Yeah. And I see that some of the owners are actually like going off on their own, and there's other groups that have formed to pop up little local ones. Yeah. Okay. You guys. So, wow. People are nutty.
People are dicks, but also,
assholes. The theme of the show, Keek, people are assholes.
I know, but I thought you were actually going to have a story that involved an actual literal asshole.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Okay.
That was totally in your own thinking. I don't think I ever expressed one way or the other that there was an actual asshole. You just kept like hitting it.
Got it. Oh. Noted.
You know, sometimes you're a lot of work.
I am a lot of work.
All right. Well, listen, we love you guys, and we will talk to you very soon. That's it. That's the end of our show.
It's a shorty show.
Bye. Yeah. Aren't they all now? They're just getting shorter and shorter.
Yep.
Because we have free Zoom and we were too cheap to get paid for it. So, you know, gotta do what you got. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I need someone who's clean with a dirty mind.